be better when they get colder.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a bit warm, isn't it? What's that like?
Nice. Don't let me just chit off to hold
it. I've got it all here. I've wrote it all down. You don't need to do anything. Josh Atkinson, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy Paddy's Day.
Yeah, we're on the Guinness.
Again.
Out of a can, unfortunately. How's it tasting?
Not bad, you know. Sounded a bit suspect at first, but not bad.
What did
you? Better when they're colder.
Yeah, well, you got a good offer on them, didn't you? What was it?
15 for a tenner.
Can't complain with that, can you?
Couldn't get 2 pints out of my lugging.
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't.
Well, we've spent
You need a bit of loose change.
We've spent like every St. Patrick's Day together for like, I think like the past 5 years.
Yeah, it's tradition, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, last year was a good one, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a good one, yeah. I was looking at a video today, actually. Remember we started off in the wagon?
Oh, yeah.
And there was no one in. And I thought, it's not like an Irish bar, so you're not expecting it to be rammed, but it was just dead. I remember I was getting a bit of an earache off sulfur going out. And
because COVID had just happened, didn't it?
Yeah, it just happened, and it's like it was literally it was a Wednesday, and it fell on a Tuesday last year.
Yeah,
and that Friday is when the pub shut, so it was literally the last Tuesday you couldn't go out before COVID.
Yeah, and it was one of them people sort of judging you about going out, weren't they?
Yeah,
didn't stop
us. Spent out on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a good night that.
No, good because it was like it's usually hammered in Mulligan's, which is. Paddy's Day, it's meant it's hammered, but it was like, it was a nice hammered, it was like you could move still.
Yeah, so it was busy, yeah. But yeah, it wasn't, you could get served.
Yeah, you could move, because no one wanted to breathe on each other.
Well, we're friends from high school. I'd say you, me and Saul, we had a really close relationship in year 7.
Yeah, that's how it started off, didn't it, just us three.
Do you remember why?
I knew you'd ask me, so I was like, I can never remember why. I remember what kind of like was the glue that held us together, like the main focus of conversation.
Well, yeah, well, what it was, we all sort of liked a different girl, and we said we'd ask them out by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, do you remember what I did to the girl I liked?
Did you write her a song or something?
No, so what it was the Will Smith song Switch had just come out. Like, they'd,
classic you know. Love song.
But it was like she really liked the song, and it was you know it was a big hit at the time. You know, it's a great tune.
It's a banger.
But oh my god, I don't know why I did this. But it was a birthday coming up, so we're in. This was like 2004, and I printed the lyrics out to Switch on an A4 piece of paper.
What font?
Down in the roll. I don't know.
That Comic Sans.
I just thought, I'm going to give her the lyrics, you know, so she could read them. And I just remember coming, walking over to, like, through the yard, and I thought, right, here's my chance, I've got this 5 pieces of paper in my hand, and I walked over.
Crumpled up.
And I walked over, and I was like, oh, happy birthday, and she was like, oh, thanks, man. I went, I've got you this. And she was like, what is it? It's the lyrics to Switch. She was like, oh, thanks. How did you know?
That's all I wanted.
Oh, the things you do, eh? Honestly. So
did that die a death then after that?
Absolutely. I mean, that was probably one of my most embarrassing moments, but there's been too many. But then we drifted apart a bit, but then I think we became really close after school.
Yeah, I can't actually remember how I met you. I always remember me and Saul. I must have knew Saul from St. Luke's. Must have been some kind of kid. He was like in that form, wasn't he, at school? It was like the interlinking one. Because like somewhere in one population and somewhere in the other. So he must have been like,
these things in all sorts of pies, mates with everybody. But yeah, after school, we were really close. Like, we both got office jobs because we both quit the colleges we were at.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember, at that time, like, you'd quit college and we both were unemployed, 16-year-olds, we had no job.
Yeah, didn't really know what we were doing, were we, really? I went college probably not wanting to go to college. It just wasn't for me. And, like, Christmas, I'd left. I can't remember what you did. Was it joinery or something?
I was doing some joinery course, yeah.
Yeah, and just weren't for me. And I just thought, rather than waste 2 years of my time, fuck it off. But looking back, I've ended up falling on my feet, but it's mad.
At that age, with no experience, you don't know what
it is. It is hard. It's like my little brother now. He's 15 going on 16, and he's like, you know, he's got to choose now what he wants to do. And it's either you're lucky and know what you ought to do and go and do it and excel in it, or you're playing catch up later on. And it's a lot on a 16-year-old.
A lot of pressure, yeah, definitely. Well, around that time, I applied for the Navy. Do you remember what the job role I applied for?
I can't remember what, but I remember you going to the Navy thing. Is it in town or something?
Yeah, so it was
near Rapti Cuba or something.
Yeah, PhD.
Yeah.
Well, the role was seaman specialist.
Says it all, doesn't it?
If I'd have got that job, I'd have been a specialist, a seaman. But when I remember, a big reason I bring it up, because when I had to do a fitness test, and when I passed the fitness test, I remember you saying to me, "Oh, what you should do? You should just go in the offices and just throw the test up down on the desk in front of him and walk out, because then they'll be like, I like his attitude. Sign him up.
You got to do something to stand out, aren't you?
Well, what I did do instead,
I just ran out and said, "Look how fast they are."
Well, what I did instead was the Navy bit was busy, so I went to the Army bit and I was like, "Oh, I've got this is my fitness test. Can I hand it in?" And he looked at it and he read it and he went, "Have you had your eye test?" And I was like, "Oh no, I've not had that." He went, "Because this is the Army sunshine, you need to be over there to the Navy desk." I was like, "Oh, for fuck's sake,
got on your boat and sail over."
Oh, like right now, the top story today.
Oh yeah.
Well, one of the top stories: burglars made to wear GPS tags in world first scheme to crack down on neighbourhood crimes.
Burglars to wear GPS
tags, so when they come out of prison, if they've been in for burglary, they've got to wear a tag.
Oh, right, I was going to say, you know, it's burglars.
So, do you agree with that?
I don't know, it's a bit of an invasion of privacy, isn't it? So, you've done the time, you've done the crime, and you've done the time. Well, yeah. I suppose a leopard don't change its spots, does it? And
I don't know.
Why should people work hard to have the stuff under threat?
I mean, it's about rehabilitation, isn't it?
And but, yeah, it's supposed to be rehabilitated, but it probably just sends a lot of them the other way, to be honest.
I mean, the article specified burglars and robbers, but it doesn't say anything about murderers. It's like, once they release?
Yeah,
off your
pot. As long as you're not stealing.
Have you ever...
Just steal someone's husband instead.
Have you ever had your house burgled?
We have, actually, yeah, as kids. But I don't recall it as a bad time. I probably would now if it was my house and I had kids. But we was all out anyway, so it wasn't like... was in direct contact with them. But I remember we had house insurance. We got everything. All stuff we didn't have. Never had it.
Right.
Fucking New Allianz and Co. walking about like the cat who's got the cream. Fucking, I look great. New PlayStation, yeah, never had one.
You wish I had another burglary then, didn't you?
Yeah, has anyone got receipts for this? That's what you used to do when you got robbed. Go around, who's got receipts for this? I had it, keep put it in, claim it.
No, so what would you do? Right, so you've got an house now, you live with Sofa,
yeah.
You've got your dog Dexter. What would you do if you heard someone break in your house?
So what Dexter would do, he wouldn't do it. Well, he probably would, right? You don't know why. Animals aren't, you don't know what they do till they do it, but...
He's quite a big dog, isn't he?
If he hears the littlest sound, he's barking, he's got the most manly bark as well, proper from his belly. Like, so you just turn it away, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's really, right, it's proper. If you hear a dog bark and say, that's a manly bark, like, it's like he's got a set of bollocks on him, even though he's not, been neutered. What you say, fucking hell, no chance.
Proper deterrent then for burglars.
Yeah, Craig did it with his dogs and got two little Frenchies after getting robbed.
He's actually told me he did a thing where he pretended like he was the burglar and like ran in the house quick and the Frenchies just sprinted off the other way. Well, I'm going to ask you your most embarrassing moment, which it's a funny one because I was there with you. You mentioned James celebrating that goal in the wagon. Now, James is a big Chelsea fan, isn't he?
For a couple of years, yeah.
Oh, you won't like that. And is the Wagon United pub?
Yeah, he's considered other than that comes in, he's a City fan. just cheers for any team that's not United.
So, were Chelsea playing United this day?
No, they weren't. We were waiting for like a big United game, I think. because
yeah, Chelsea run before.
We'd been in early. That's why we'd caught it all. We'd seen all the game. You're trying to get a seat. It's hard derby day. Trying to get a seat anywhere, isn't it?
Mm. So was it a Sunday?
Possibly, yeah. Probably a super Sunday. Not just a Sunday.
And how busy was the pub?
Busy, packed. Couldn't get a seat.
Right, so we had a seat, didn't we? So
we had a seat, we've been in there early. Probably watched fucking Saturday's games as well. We got there that early.
So the thing is with James, he's not arsed about anyone, especially when he's had a drink.
Oh, he don't care, does he? No. He's just, he'll react to how he reacts to anything. So, especially once he's had a drink.
So Chelsea scored. How did he celebrate?
He just, I don't know, he goes up like an octave, his picture voice changes, like he's had a drink and he was up, he stood up screaming, he was the only one up.
I remember.
And I remember everyone just looking, every set of eyes in the pub must have been on us, and I just wanted the seat to swallow me up. He's like, you're in a red pub, go in there regularly. What are these going to think of me now?
I know exactly what you mean.
Anyway, look at him. At first, a lot of them couldn't wrap their head around it. And then it kind of, it's like, is he want a bet or something? Is he want a big bet? And I think like the realisation started settling in that he's literally, he's that excited and happy to for Chelsea to be scoring. United might have been challenging at the time, so he might have been a direct rival. They're even worse than us now. But
I think, yeah, someone asked him if he had a bet and someone asked him if he was lost.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it started getting a bit more nasty after they like, realised it wasn't a bet.
Yeah, it was you, me, Connor and James, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And when he celebrated, he was banging the table and it was quiet in the pub. I know it was busy, but it was still a bit quiet and he was banging the pub and screaming.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
I don't know. I know what I wanted to do. Have you seen the film Us?
Us,
no. I wanted to go into the chair. Like,
you just didn't know where I looked, did you?
No. I could feel it. You know when you feel the eyes on you and one set of eyes on you is bad enough, you can sense that look and you feel like, oh, fucking 40 eyeballs on you.
But and like you say, it was your local, wasn't it? It is your local.
It's literally fucking stone throw from my house, playing football with the Wagon Vets for years since being a young lad, and they've seen me grow into a man, and that took a bit getting in with them, and
all of a sudden you've got this chance.
Yeah, it's like, who's this kid?
did we stay in the pub for the United game after?
Yeah,
we stayed in.
Yeah, I think a few diamonds. You usually forget stuff. Don't
even when diamonds. Do you remember when I fell off the stool in there, in the wagon? That was another one of my embarrassing moments.
Someone fell off every time.
It was like a Sunday, but there was no
match. Different out of them diamonds. So someone was selling it. They've got no quality control on them. So they say 5%, but they could be.
Yeah, you only need a couple of them.
Yeah, you go and you feel it the next day as well.
So have you watched many matches in there or anywhere with James since?
I have, yeah, but he's not reacted like that. To be fair, it was the last minute when he supports Chelsea. So, well, it's like, it's not common, is it? Where Chelsea in London were doing. Saying that, James fucking practically lives in another country, doesn't he? Don't even know where he lives.
We're cheating up. Yeah, something like that. Right, your angriest moment. Hitting Craig with the Yellow Pages as a kid.
Yeah, I don't really get angry, so I was struggling. But I kinda.
So Craig's your brother?
Craig's my brother, yeah. Like I say, me and Craig, we go out together, work together. Close, really. We're all running together, go gym together in normal times. I don't think you probably get a closer set of brothers, to be fair, in terms of probably seeing more than my partner, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, you are really close. I mean, he's part of our group of mates, Craig, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's good that you've got that close relationship.
But, I remember growing up, older brother in it is like, he was always older than me, so he teased me, pick on me, hit me. Like, I remember I must have been about 8, and he's kind of one of them. He's like, he was annoying me. And like, I never really retaliated back. He was my big brother, and he's older than me, stronger than me. It's like, it's a real fucking moment where he'd done it and I'd got in, must have been annoyed, angry, and I got the Yellow Pages that used to be by our front door when people had house phones, next to the house phone, got out and they're quite thick yellow pages if you remember.
I'd say they're like the heavyweight division of books.
That's a big book, that if you're gonna get hit by that, it's, you know.
Yeah.
But he was young, so I mean, I was a big kid, so I could probably give it some hammer, to be fair. And I just remember hitting him, but I hit him, and it was a proper like boy to a man moment. I was like, I'm not taking any more of your shit. Maybe from that moment we became closer, because he used to fight. And then,
so how did he take the hit? Did he?
I can't remember his reaction. I think he probably laughed at
it. So, yeah. He was proud, like, yeah, you've become a man.
Yeah, I just remember that. Yeah, I think because we were with our mates as well, I think everyone was just in stitches at what I said, to be fair. Just like, I'm done, I'm not taking any more of your shit. Like, he's been like abusing me for years.
So you bit him with the yellow pages, what happened after?
I don't know, I think I might have ran, or probably cried. Like, I probably cried, because like, I'm not an angry person, I don't like being angry, and it kind of upsets me when I get angry. So I probably, especially being a kid, I would probably just ran off and cried.
Yeah, I've never seen you angry.
No, I don't get really fazed, I'm a lover, I'm a lover.
So what did your mum and dad say?
I don't think there's any reprimanding, but it's, I think they won't happen.
Yeah, he had it coming.
Yeah, it was mean to me as a kid, but...
But yeah, like you said, you are really close now. Have you had any fights or falling out with him since?
Not really, no. No, not really. Disagreements, but nothing. I think, oh, I'm not talking to you the next day. Like, normal time, I'm working from home at the minute. Say I had an argument with him tonight, I'd be seeing him the next day. Like, it works, so I can't, like...
Well, they say, don't you? You can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. He's both in it.
Yeah.
Probably your best mate, isn't he, Craig?
Probably best mate, along with yourself.
Oh, cheers, mate.
You up there somewhere.
You don't say that because you're on the podcast. Well, yeah. So, I take it, yeah, you're not angry anymore then, all is forgiven.
No, I couldn't think of an angry moment, so I just always remember that. Like, it hit him with a yellow page and it makes me laugh, so I thought, tell you.
Well, let's talk about your saddest moment then. Which was seeing me dance with my nana at her 80th.
Yeah.
Because you said you've never got to have that relationship with your gran. So I remember you coming to this because my mum was like, do you want to bring a friend? And I was like, I just like to pine.
Plus one.
Yeah, you were my plus one. And it was a good night and it was a good do. And I was dancing with my nana, and I remember seeing you at the bar, and I remember you crying when I come over to you at the bar, and you said you were like, oh mate, that was so beautiful. And I was like, oh mate, like,
yeah, as I say, like, it's a sad moment, but as I say, it's tied in really with me losing my gran. Really, my gran meant an awful lot to her. We kind of lost her about 7 years before, because she had a stroke and she couldn't string two words together. She could say the odd thing, and she'd get the odd thing out every now and then. She used to say, like, Jean, who was her sister, and that's all she could say, oh, the big one.
Did she have dementia?
Yeah, she had a stroke, and it just took her speech. It just,
right.
One day, right out of the blue, she just had a stroke. Remember it like it was yesterday, and it was in a bungalow, lived in Clifton. My dad was, like, buying and selling house at the time, so it was all over. Yeah, she had a stroke, and ever since then, she could live a life. It was like she had dementia, but it was just the after effects of a stroke. Just because, like I say, you see the adverts, your face drops, her face had dropped, and it loses your speech. But she had that for 7 years, had to live with it.
And how long, when did she die before the
I was trying to figure out before, was it your grandma's 80th?
Yeah.
Was it probably your grandma's 80th, or was it an anniversary or something? I can't remember. But yeah, it mustn't have been far after. So she meant a lot to me. I knew her as a kid. And like I say, you're a different person when you're a kid to an adult. And I've seen it, and I was just like, wow, I never got to do that. Am I going to? Like, Paul's there having a drink, having a nice time. He's going on the dance floor with his grandma, and like, having a dance. And it was such a beautiful one. It was a sad moment, I think, because it was like that realisation that my gran liked to drink as well. She's well known to like a drink, and I like a drink. I've grew up to like a drink, and I would have liked to like have a drink with my gran and have a dance with my gran. And I kind of, I just seen it, and it, I was sad for myself because I just started crying at the bar. Like, it's sad where I stood at the bar crying. But
yeah, no, I remember. I thought you were just crying for happy. I didn't know you were
scared. They probably were happy tears. Yeah, because it was such, I just thought it was dead beautiful that you were dancing. Yeah. And well, like I said, dance like no one's watching. It was literally like.
Well, I had no idea because you didn't mention your gran at the time. Honestly, you wouldn't want to bring it up, would you?
No, I'd like to say I probably bottled a lot of my feelings. I remember when my gran first died, we was on holiday, it was over Christmas time. And yeah, she passed away whilst we were away, so we were stranded, but I didn't cry because I was out of the way. One day, this was all going on while I was in Lanzarote, miles away. I remember not crying, but then like, at the funeral, like, I just burst out crying, like, as soon as I seen the coffin go up.
That's the moment, yeah.
It was one of them moments, like, they played a song. They played a song that I'd never heard before, never related with my gran. But, like, it's, You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened To Me, is the title of the song. I think I just heard that, and, like, the lyrics, and, like, I just burst out crying.
Oh, mate, yeah, when the music comes on at a funeral, it's
yeah, but
can do like, things to your car,
like it. Now if I hear that song on Smooth, it's a good song, but it's on Smooth very Trigger. Often. Yeah, just yeah, well up in the car.
So is this your mum's mum or your dad's
mum? This is my mum's mum, yeah.
You go away with your other gran on holiday a lot, don't you?
Is this yeah, my nana, when she can, bless her, because she's not that mobile anymore, and she's got a cat, and she don't like having a cat, and yeah, she just moved actually and took a cat with her. She loves a cat. But yeah, she did come away with us last time we went Lanzarote as a family. She came away with us and tried, but her legs don't work, so she was there. But
it's good that you all got to go away together like that. I mean, you've got a really fun family. It's nice to see you all go away together.
Yeah, we try and go away Lanzarote every year. Christmas, better than being here, isn't it? But,
absolutely, and there's always something going on at the Atkinson household.
There is, yeah, karaoke. Yeah. Karaoke every weekend.
Jan and Steve, yeah. They love it, don't they?
They love it, they love it. That's what I got. Have you seen me do karaoke?
No.
Were you not in...
Oh, New Year's, was it that one?
Was you not in... What's that pub called? It's a restaurant now. Sienna.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen you sing, yeah.
I was thinking of putting that on my most spontaneous.
Didn't the guy come up to you?
Yeah, he was like, that was great, that. I seen you a lot when you came in, I thought, young lads, either going to take the fifth, I thought, you just came up and sang that. Well, that is a tune. How do you know that?
And you know what, mate, the songs escaped my mind, what you sang, what was it?
It was Genesis. Zipping up my boots. Going back to my roots. Oh, yeah.
You've still got it.
There's a great bit in it, actually. It's like, da-da-da-da, he's just waffling, but probably was waffling and was pissed.
Oh, mate, you...
probably did that bit perfect.
Yeah. Oh, you owned it, I remember that night. Yeah, it was great. And, yeah, he come up to us, that guy, and he's like, yeah, you really made the night.
Yeah, he loved it. He wanted me to do a set, I think, the week after.
Oh, it's a shame, he's a Chinese now.
Yeah, I love karaoke.
Your scared moment was the day after being arrested, being let out at 12 o'clock on a Monday, you thought you'd lose your job because you missed work. Now, do you want to go into why you were arrested? Are you all right talking about that?
Yeah, I don't mind. It's, yeah.
Right, so do you want to...
It's not like being on GPS as a burglar.
Well, do you want to talk about why we were arrested?
Basically, I'd say the Atkinson household, you don't know what's going on. We've had a few drinks one day. Been in the house all day, probably got a bit of cabin fever. And thought, let's fucking have it, let's go out. Sunday club. Went up to Farmers in Swindon. Never been in the Farmers before. Karaoke on there. So, mad for it. A few beers. Yeah, basically, it's just like an incident at the pub. Bit of a to-do with the landlord. That kind of like, ended up in like a mass brawl of like the landlord, all his scroty local mates who are always in getting involved, and just in there with my mum and dad on a Sunday afternoon, you don't expect to like be like going out having a fight. Like,
you say an incident, what was the incident?
It just kicked off, basically. I was on karaoke.
Standard.
Yeah, singing, probably bossing it. I was there, I had my pint. Someone must have put my name down because they took my pint up with me. At one side. And, like I say, pint glass has gone over while I'm there. Landlord's coming over trying to clean it. I'm on karaoke. I'm trying to move out of the way the best I can. And but maintaining my thing, I'm a professional. I'm not going to just say sorry and start again.
No, you got to keep the show going.
So basically, he's not happy with me not moving. And I'm like, no, caught him. What do I do? Like, obviously, I'm saying this, I can't remember a thing. Like, the next day, like, I've seen the CCTV after when we had to go to court, but so I'm piecing that back together. But basically, he's not happy. And my mum's been like, oh, like, not been happy how he spoke to me. And just said, look, because my mum was actually offering to, like, clean up. He was saying, like, look, it's an accident. He'd seen us, not liked us, because he don't know who we are. Came in and we're on karaoke being confident in his kind of environment. He's not liked it. And my mum, he's obviously been a dick with me. And my mum's not liked it. And then he's pushed me, man. And like, my mum's moved back. And it's just all kicked off from that, because he's hit me, man.
You hit your mum?
Well, he pushed her. Yeah. He's not physically slapped her, but he's raised his hands to me, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, it's just erupted then. Obviously, I can't remember a lot of it because I had a lot of beer. But obviously, I've watched the CCTV since, and it's just all. He went outside, chairs were being thrown outside, settled down outside, then it was come back into the pub. Just me and my dad, obviously, my mum weren't fighting. And obviously there's like eight other blokes, it's like the landlord, the big lad who works behind the bar, and then just like if you watch on the CCTV there's a lad there who's like when my dad's being pushed out, he's like just snipes him from behind. I think it might have been me sniped from behind, just it's just basically them and the mates against me and my dad. After that, the police, we fucked off. You know, the back ginnel behind.
Yeah,
behind the farmers. I got like, it's been a hot day as well. I was in shorts, t-shirt, and I was in flip flops at the start of the night. But by the time I was running home, basically I was there, hid in a bush because I was like, there's police. I was like, if I walk, obviously it's just gonna see me. They're just gonna try every different way. So I thought, wait in this bush for a bit. Ended up getting home barefoot.
It's a bit of a walk, that, as well.
It's like probably about a mile, maybe. Yeah. No more, because I would have went to my mum's. It's like the other side of the eye. Barefoot, walked home, thought nothing of it. Obviously, I can't remember a lot of it, but I just remember being sent to the garage to hide, kind of thing. They didn't want any like comeuppance off it.
So you're all home at this point?
Yeah, at my mum's. But I obviously, once it's kicked off, I've given as good as I've got of hitting anyone in sight. I'd say I don't fight. That was probably the first fight I've ever had. Like, and it was against fucking eight other blokes. At the time, probably put a bit of weight on now getting my dad bod. But I was a big lad at the time. I've always gone through spells of like training and been a big lad. You've been out with me in town and bouncers have chucked me out for being a big lad. Some people don't like my face, but I'm the nicest guy. Like, you look at me, how I've been sometimes. I'd wear tight shirts, big arms.
Yeah, you know Russ, my mum's fellow.
Yeah.
He always says to me, how's your mate Josh? And I tell him, he goes, he's a big lad, that Josh.
Yeah, he loves it, doesn't he?
So yeah, you've got that, like, yeah, reputation.
Yeah, I've got that look. I must have that look, and I think the barman must have thought that, and he's kind of thought, I'm going to have to be, give it the bigger there. My poor, he was a young, but when you say landlord, you think of like an older bloke, but he was a young lad. He's running it just a little social club for him and his mates. But it was just him and his scrawny mates in there.
It's changed hands since.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. He's a dickhead, honestly. He's probably about a year older than me. And I don't know, I feel like he had to be a knob, kind of, to think like he's got power.
Right, so you're at your house.
Yeah.
You don't know, you think that's it. You've been told to get in the garage. Who told you to get in the garage?
I think probably my mum. She's probably police are probably going to be looking for us. So I'm pissed. I've took my clothes off. Probably thought I'm here for the night now in the garage.
So you're going to sleep in the garage?
Probably. I probably just passed out in the garage, to be honest. But yeah, I sleep naked, so I probably got naked anyway. And obviously, when you've had a drink, you're restless in the night. I've gone in my back. Mum's got like French doors at the back with like blinds across. And obviously, I've been restless in the night. I thought, fuck this, I'm not staying in here all night. And I've gone through these blinds. And there's two police women stood there. Well, not both women. There's one police woman and a police bloke stood there. And I'm fucking bollocko. And she's like, are you Josh? We've been looking for Josh. Obviously, my mum's been telling her, no, Josh's not here. He don't live here. And no, I'm John. Bollocko. She's like, okay, what we're seeing here. She had like half look. And I'm like, no, I'm John. He's like, no, come off it. Why are you here? And obviously, at the end of it, found out I'm me.
So you came clean?
Yeah, yeah. So basically, I said they want to take you down to the station. So they were like, you're going to have to put some clothes on. You're going to have to put some clothes on. And I stayed in the loft. I had the loft room at my mum's at this time. So I've gone up, got some clothes, got up on my own. Rummaging about, you got like, you've been in like a loft room, right? You got like skylight, Phillips windows, and rustling about for clothes. Fuck this, I'm not getting arrested, mate. So I'm not getting arrested. Obviously, I'm still pissed, and you're not thinking straight.
Oh, you made a run for it.
Honestly, I got out the Velux window. This is probably the scariest one. I was scared first time, like when I got out of like prison. Because it was Sunday, I'd been out on a Sunday, and I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be at work, and I'm not turned in, because I'm in prison. How shit does that look? I'm going to get fucking sacked. Well, that was first, but then this was like the second scared moment, like the night before, when I was getting arrested, because I'd seen these Velux windows and thought, I'm not getting arrested. I'm not getting arrested.
You ever been arrested before?
Yeah, in Huddersfield, I think the timeline. Yeah.
Oh god, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I painted a good picture, but I am a nice guy. My face doesn't fit again. My face doesn't fit.
So you've seen this window.
Yeah, I've gone out still naked because I've gone up to put my clothes on. Seeing them, I thought, fuck this. So I've climbed out the window. Fuck, because my mum's got like a little conservatory, and I thought I could easily just get onto that. And keep getting to the next level and just fuck off.
Did you put your clothes on by this point?
No, I was still naked. And so obviously I must have been taking a long time. Craig was at the house, so they must have sent him up to tell him to hurry up. Craig's gone up. Mustn't have seen anyone in this loft. And he's came to the window, but I fell on the loft, on like the roof, like a sloped roof.
Your footing.
Lost my footing. It's slippy as fuck because obviously the tiles have been there through winter, rain, snow. Slippy as. Slipped. And I'm just stuck. And I'm stuck. And honestly, I've never been so scared in my life. Imagine if I fall, the police would have been still downstairs, fell into a conservatory, clear window, my ass cheeks just spread on it. This woman couple was like, alright, fright, I'm not signed up to this. But I was just stuck there, and I just remember, I was like, I seen Craig, he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I just remember going, Craig, please help me. Please help me. I was stuck. And I just had to like move up, and I managed him to grab my arm, and I kind of just had to like manoeuvre myself back up. But I was just, I remember when I looked Craig in the eyes and I was just like, please help me. I was like really scared. Like I was like, please help me. Like, I'm gonna injure myself. I probably want to die.
Yeah, but like, you know, like, everything's going through your mind.
Yeah,
that is mad. So Craig helped you. You got took down. Did they arrest you then?
Yeah, eventually I ended up putting my mum's leopard print dressing gown on instead.
Going in style.
Yeah. I remember getting out the next day, you know, and you get like, you, what you brought in with you. Leopard print dressing gown. You're like, let me get you a grey tracksuit.
You should be like, nah, mate, I'll keep the dressing gown. So what was going through your mind when you, they were booking you in?
When they were booking me in, I was... I remember when they had me out, like interviewing me, which was probably morning, I was trying to be overly nice. So I probably was still trying to be overly nice, like at the time. I was just trying to make a good impression of myself, probably. But yeah, I remember, I can't remember if this was in Huddersfield and I was in the cell, because obviously they can see you in the cell. I think they had CCTV, you know. And I was like, I was just trying to like do weird stuff, so they'd come in and take me out. So I pretended to have a wank under the thing.
What?
Under the blanket.
So you could get out.
Oh, I'm gonna move this up and down. All right, what's this guy doing?
Fucking hell.
And drag him out. So I did it in Huddersfield. It's obviously when I got arrested there. Ended up getting out about 3 o'clock in the morning, because we'd only been pulled off traffic police because we're on an ale trail. Been a bit loud, like everyone is on an ale trail, and just thought, I'm not having this. And then that's kicked off there. There's two groups are crossing on a train. I've not had a fight this time in Huddersfield. It's been kicking off, probably more Gaz and this bloke. And they've just thought, you know, yeah, I'm getting 3 for 1. Like, if someone's kicked off, I'm getting a couple of them.
Yeah, I remember that actually. Me and Craig turned up to try and bust you out of the prison. I just feel, don't know what we were trying to achieve.
Yeah, that was one of the best voicemails I've ever had.
Oh yeah, Craig, yeah. So, going back to the other arrest though, so you stayed overnight in the cell.
Yeah, that was an overnight one.
What was that like?
It's hard drifting off. It's like fucking concrete floors. It's just cold. And you're just like, sobered up that at this point. I kind of like had a spell where I just sobered up and like, wow, you can't get to sleep, but you want to sleep to pass the time to get to the morning, but it's like, it's just cold and like, it's like just waiting for time.
Oh mate, I bet it's horrible. So what was the first thing you did when you got released? So you noticed you were late for work?
Yeah, it was about 12 midday, so I missed the whole morning at work. And like, Craig picked me up somehow. I must have got my phone back, because obviously I worked with Craig. And I said, like, what I've worked said. I don't think he told him. I can't remember if he told him. I was sick. Well, I think he might have told him straight away, because the gaffer was pretty sound actually about it. Cause he said, really, he pulled me in his office and he was like, really, I should like discipline you. I'll do so. I don't know what he meant by that. Like, if he meant like get rid of it, he said, but I'd be a massive hypocrite because there's nothing that I've not done myself.
Oh, he's a bit of a lad.
Yeah, I think he likes to be sendy. Yeah, so.
It's good that he understood.
I was scared, but like, you know, it was soon gone because it wasn't working. Man. Like, I don't know, like I say, like, fell on my feet really. From being at your house playing COD at 16, eating sausage butties. Oh, where are you going?
Yeah, you've done well, mate. You've done well. And you had to do community service, didn't you?
Yeah, I nearly put that on my proudest moment, because I was surprised how much I enjoyed it. Because I ended up, it's like a after school, but not busy. It was like an afternoon club. It was basically like 6 till 8 for like Down syndrome, older people. So, you know, like just a bit of a release for them. It's like, because we have a social life, and they're just like us. They want to socialise with different people stuck in these houses. But it's like a social club for them, and they come and play pool. And I kind of early on got my base in the kitchen, making teas, coffees, squash, and knew everyone's order off by heart by the time I finished there. But really,
yeah, but you got to know a lot of nice people.
Yeah, really rewarding. Like just seeing them, having a good time, and just having a laugh, and yeah, I had some laughs with them. Got to play pool with them.
Brilliant.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Really surprised me. Like, it didn't feel like a punishment in the end.
That's good. That's what I suppose it's there for.
And yeah, it was a good time in my life. I remember being really happy when I was doing it. And afterwards, when I finished, I kind of like felt like a little avoid kind of thing. Like my life was a bit like, I don't know. It's like I felt like I wanted to go back and do it, but I've just never been back.
Well, you could have done. Why don't you?
It's just time, and it's busy. Like, I'm sort of got an house that I've been doing up for years now. Finally getting to a point, and
yeah,
evening's gone. I've done course after course at work, and
yeah, life does get in the way. And yeah, like you said, you have been very busy lately. But I'm going to segue that to you talked about you were happy. I'm going to talk about your happiest moment, which was also your proudest moment, because it sort of rolled into one,
yeah,
which was Sophie's pregnancy. So Sophie's currently your fiance.
Yeah.
And she's actually due next month, isn't she?
Yeah, 3 weeks today.
Wow. So, yeah. Exciting times.
Yeah, day after my birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's good luck, that.
Is it?
Or it might
day
be.
Day after.
It might be if they're close to the mums. I don't know. Let's call it good luck.
Yeah, fuck it. Happy day, isn't it?
So you said your happiest moment was Sophie telling you that she was pregnant following the IVF treatment.
Yeah. Yeah, with obviously, I don't know if everyone really knows what IVF is, to be honest. When I tell the lads sometimes, I'm like, do they even know what I mean when I'm telling them? Like,
do you want to explain it?
Yeah, it's basically when it can be either way, male or female, have issues, like a medical issue, really. It's problems in conceiving naturally, and there's different ways. There's obviously. There's IVF, standard IVF, and ICSI, and there's all sorts of different types of IVF treatment that you could have depending on what the problem is. But we've been together now, coming up 6 years, me and Soph. We were getting to a point to live together. It was like a whirlwind getting with Soph, to be honest. We're engaged within 6 months, living with each other in 6 months. Just exactly the same things. I won't change it anyway, because love us a bit. But yeah, we've been together for a time. I thought, oh, it's time. But to be fair, it wasn't really, it's time. It's kind of, we weren't really on anything anyway. Not actively trying at certain times. But we never fell pregnant. So it's kind of one of them. It's like,
so what's
going on?
I can imagine. When she told you she was pregnant, it was euphoric because, like you said, you both wanted a baby for so long.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen.
Yeah, it was there was probably a long spell where I was like, why is it not happening? We probably had 2 years where we didn't go to the doctors and we're just like, oh, why is this not happening? And, yeah, it was just long. So when we finally got pregnant, it was just so happy. I mean, she could have told me in a better way. I was still in work, surrounded by blokes. And bear in mind, she's rang me 15 minutes before I finish. She couldn't have waited this time. And I'm like, she kind of took me a moment away. Because the IVF, they tell you to test on a certain day and not test before because you might get negative test and then it'll mess with you, like your mental health, and you want to be in like a good place and so your body's tip top, so you're giving the baby the best chance to survive. Uh-huh. And but Soph couldn't wait, she can't wait for anything, so she took the test early. Said it's like so thick, the line, because sometimes it can be dead faint. She said it's just pure, it's like there's no doubt about it. Yeah, she said it. She's crying on the phone. I'm like, I'm like welling up. I'm like, I'm in like an open plan office full of blokes. And I'm like, right. I'm like, you can't have your true reaction. I'm like, everyone could hear me.
Yeah, but
like,
mate, when it's for something like that, I'm sure they'd understand.
I know. Like, my natural reaction was just to like hold it in. It was everything. I'm like, showing me cards and all that.
So I bet Sophie was like, fucking hell, I'm just telling this big news.
No, I kind of was like, I was like trying to be under my breath kind of thing, but I was like, I was still holding back at the same time because I was like, no, I don't want to like go up a level, getting excited. But like, yeah, as soon as I got home, she literally walked to my work and I finished at like 4. And like, I was just buzzing. Like, I was just so happy. And then like, went to my mum's, told my mum, and then like, my mum, I don't know what noise came out of my mum's like, body. She fucking screamed. It was like she was in pain.
Like, just euphoria.
Just happy. And I just burst out crying. I was like, wow, it means so much to everyone. Like, not just me and Soph. And like, it's my mum's first grandkid. And it's just happy. Like, I've cried a few times. Like, I've seen, obviously doing IVF, I've probably seen, it's not a nice way, personally. It does take its toll. It's quite intense. So it kind of takes its toll on you, and I always think to myself, it's not natural. Not as in like it's disgusting, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's weird. It's like I'm like something's too like organised and regimented. It's like I don't like this. But like, I've probably seen things that dads who've conceived naturally will never see. I've seen my sperm enter Soph's womb on a screen, like literally I've seen it come.
Yeah.
Through the, I don't know, catheter, whatever they're called, like the tube of,
surreal,
like I say about me being weird, I've got a picture of me cum that I had to give as a sample. So no one will have a picture as their child as a piece of spunk.
Oh mate, that's one for the 18th.
Yeah, I put that in a scrapbook. But we're all just fucking grown up walking pieces of jizz, aren't we? But
really, yeah, when you put it like that.
Yeah. So I've literally got a picture of the cup that I put her in.
Brilliant. So how did you celebrate?
No drinking. I probably had a drink. Probably had more than a drink. Yeah, just probably celebrated with family, I think, off memory, yeah.
Brilliant. And I can imagine that was incredibly tough, though, going through the whole treatment, because ultimately, you don't know for sure that it's going to work, do you?
No, we're very lucky that it worked first time, because it did take its toll on me, like, mentally. I was proud. I say it's my proudest moment as well, because of what Soph had to go through. I was just proud of her, like she was just like a boss. Like she had to do needles every day, tablets 3 times a day, 8 hours in between each other. So she's having to wake up at 7 to get her first in, to then get one midday, whatever 8 hours is after that. But then she'd have to stay up late as well to get a third one in. So she was getting up early, going up to take these tablets, 3 tablets a day. She was like stabbing herself in the stomach with a needle. And it was me who had the issue, and I didn't have to do anything other than wanking a cup.
Oh, right, okay, so that was confirmed, was it? That?
Yeah, nothing bad. It's just I've got sperm levels, but they kind of just spin in a circle rather than direct.
Just slow swimmers.
So they had to, they just didn't move in the right direction.
Right. Which, I mean, you're probably the most laid back guy I'd ever known, to be honest.
To be fair, we did have a laugh. He said, if it's anyone's fucking sperm that's going to do that, it's mine.
Yeah. Like, you know, I wonder if there's something in that.
Probably.
Because your personality is so laid back. Yeah. Like, you're one of them, you're never on time for anything. No. You just sort of just take it, everything as it comes. And So that's interesting. Do you think this was the toughest time of your life when you didn't know if it was going to work?
Yeah, like I say, it's like mentally, it's like, I say about men struggle with like mental health, like it kind of like emasculated me in a way, in a sense that it's like, oh, I can't do this. like I physically can't give like child naturally.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So like, I have struggled with it, and it kind of probably still struggle with it. I kind of feel like inferior, kind of thing. I don't know, it's just something in my head, but. What? Kind of felt like emasculated from it. I've always like been like, they say like on later, but I've always been like a lad's lad and with the lads, and I don't know, it's just kind of, it's took me back a bit and just.
Yeah, you know what though, mate? It can happen where you might find a couple of years down the line, you're not even trying and it just happens.
Well, they said, like I say, like, it wasn't a massive problem. It's like, we're lucky in terms of people have issues where they're like missing bits of the womb and like, you know, like they, you know, really, really get given obstacles, like they said, because we really had to ask for him to refer us, because he said you can still give birth naturally, but I said it's just been this long, it's like we need a push on the way, but we can still give birth naturally. I always say to myself, I said I'd love to at one point like have that surprise.
And you never know, mate, I think that could happen, yeah. Definitely. What did they say were Soph's chances of getting pregnant?
Soph was fine, everything was fine. Oh, with the treatment that we
yeah,
had.
Yeah.
He said very good. They were very good. Yeah, ICSI is like a direct entry as well. They literally, like I say, I've seen it.
So in terms of percentage, what was the chances?
I can't remember the numbers now, but it was high. I think it was like, might have been like an 80%. So like quite high.
Yeah, enough to get optimistic about, but still.
Yeah, you but can't get like your she joined loads of groups on like Facebook and They took the toll in it because they're quite depressing hearing some people's stories, and you can't just go out to it and you worry then about your baby. Like, we've worried throughout because of the way she was conceived. We've just worried about the baby constantly because you hear some horror stories on them groups. It's heartbreaking.
Well, it's all worked out and I'm extremely happy for the both of you. You talked about December 2017 when you were most proud of yourself, though.
Yeah, because they're more like being proud of self. I always see that as a proud time. It's mad that I've got it to a date and a year.
Yeah.
I just always remember it at that time. I just got a pay rise at work after doing like mini Bosch, which you've done.
I failed. Yeah. You passed.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. Yeah. So I got my pay rise then. I was on like my dream holiday in Mexico with Soph, all inclusive. That was just the best holiday ever. And
Cancun.
Yeah, Cancun. And I just bought an house. I bought an house, my first house. And got Dexter as well. I was just thinking,
hey, it's all going on.
Yeah.
Well, that knee, especially just going back to that knee Bosch course, as you said, I have attempted it. It's incredibly difficult. Yeah. So the fact that you passed that, and I remember when you were doing it and you were revising a lot.
Yeah, I never even knew you did it. You kind of just slipped away and did it.
Well, like, yeah, but I failed, yeah. So I'm not going to be bragging about it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I did this course. Failed.
I did it and I failed it, and I didn't take it seriously, and I just didn't want to reset it. I thought it's not for me.
Anyway.
It's health and safety, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not the boy and stuff. And to be fair, I'm back learning now, and I'm totally on a different path to that. And back at college again, which I said I won't do. But
it's still a massive achievement to have on your CV.
Oh yeah, I've got it now. You can't take it away from me.
And what are you doing now in college?
I'm doing like building services engineering.
Right, oh, very good.
Oh, yeah, that's the next pay rise coming, hopefully, once that's done. But
absolutely, good. Well, you've got a lot going on. But was all this when you thought, you know, your holiday, your pay rise, you pass your course, you got your dog, is this when you thought, you know what, I'm on the right track here?
Yeah, and like you say, being laid back, I've kind of just winged things, and I felt like that was a good point, but I was like, wow, I'm so lucky. Look, yeah, I'm proud. I must have done something along the line. But I was like, I've done well to like land on my feet, really. And it's like, life just got comfortable from that. Because me and Soph had tough times with money and struggled to make ends meet. We were living in like Worsley on rent, in like Royal Green. Nice area, but it was like double my mortgage now. So it wasn't a nice place. I love living there, but as soon as you get a mortgage, it's so much cheaper than renting. And it's just easier.
It's getting on that ladder though, isn't it?
so hard to get on a ladder, but once you're there, it's well worth taking like 12, 18 months out of everything. Seeing how much money people have saved during lockdown when they've not gone out, it's worth taking a year out of your life to do it, because it makes the rest of your life easier. Just one last thing to worry about.
Well, you've done really well for yourself, mate. So what I will say with all that is congratulations.
Cheers.
I hope it all goes smoothly. Oh, in 3 weeks' time, your life's going to change massively.
What about your dad?
We'll definitely go out for that. If we can, well, we should be able to go out.
Yeah, April,
April, May, yeah. But that is it, mate. Thank you. Before we finish, any wise words?
Yeah. You're having a bad day. Won't always be like that. Keep going. Change like the weather, don't in our minds.
Cheers, Josh.
Cheers.